Welcome everybody to the Reflex Blue Show, reporting from How Design Live. Today is Wednesday, May 14th, and I am your host, Donovan Beery. Once again, I am recording live from the Nina paper booth. You can also follow Bennett Hallsworth and Mine's exploits and at ninapaperblog.com. And Jamie, I got Jamie here with Nina. Jamie, who else is blogging here for Nina? Because it's me, Bennett, and who? Covering for Matt Porter, or is it just us?
It's just you two.
Oh, I kept thinking there was a third name, so whoa, we better step it up.
Yeah, you better hurry up and get some posts out there.
All right.
Make it interesting.
Well, oh, no. There's going to be some food. In fact, that all I heard was food. And so far, I've only really eaten at the food court wall here. We did go out to the, what is it? Last night?
Why are you asking?
McGreevy's? Because I can't remember these things.
It's been the longest 2 days ever. We've blown through probably 2,500 paper promotions in the last 24 hours. So feeling it a little. We're going to Legal Seafood tonight. I'm going to buy you a nice dinner.
Oh, wonderful. And whoa, it's Tony Montgomery from Omaha. Tony used to work for me. He's here to steal Nina's swag. Tony, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not bad. How's your conference? You're about halfway through your time here. How has it been treating you so far?
It's been great. I've been doing back-to-back sessions and stuff. I'm not burned out yet. So,
what's the best one you've seen so far?
Oh, I have to think about that one a little bit. I can see which ones I've done.
Some of these do kind of blend. It's funny. You come to one of these conferences, you spend a few days, you leave, and about 3 days later, it starts to hit you what you saw or who you spoke to. And there's a decompression period. So whenever someone says, how, it's like you always want to wait a couple of days before you answer it because you don't quite remember.
Yeah, now that I'm looking at the schedule here, I think Unleashing Your Team's Best Work with Todd Henry was my favorite so far. That's an in-house one.
Oh, yeah, because you're doing a lot of the in-house track. Are those pretty good here?
Yeah, my main focus is project management and growing a team inside in-house departments. So they've been good so far. That's been hit or miss, but I think certain ones are relevant to different people. So,
And the most important thing that we need to know is supposedly the Shutterstock party is tonight. I believe it's open bar. We're trying to find out, do you know where it's at? Because we have not gotten around to looking it up yet.
I do not.
Okay, well, it looks like Nina's got some new posters out. These things go fast, so if you want to grab some free swag, it's hit or miss. You got to get it now. Thank you, Tony. We'll catch up with you later.
Thank you.
And Cammie Travis Groves, we always run into you here. How are you doing this year?
Oh, I'm so good. It kind of hurts.
Last year, I think we even sat down and spoke at length with you and some other Howies and stuff about the how new, the free, you sign up, you write a poem, you get in for free, something like
grant.
That.
It's the grant.
Okay, the How grant.
The How grant, hopefully will be again next year. It's a bunch of How regulars, How veterans, getting together some money and sending someone who's never been before.
And you guys did that. This is the reason I mentioned it is you guys did it again. It wasn't just a one-time last year thing. You guys sent someone this year too.
No, yeah, this year's winner was Tess Perez. She was on the How forum before it died. She built the Howie's Facebook page. She monitors it still.
How would she never gone?
For 12 years, she's been a Howie, but she's never been to How. So that, in my mind, kind of cinched the deal. All of us agreed, yeah, she's the one who needs to go to Howe this year. So she got a free big ticket, and we collected a little bit over $500 to help her offset the cuts to get here, stay in a hotel and whatnot.
So now, it's kind of weird because you've been involved with the Howies for quite a while, too. So you probably felt like you've known her forever. And have you ever even met before this year?
No, I never met her before. I just saw her on the Facebook page and thought, well, why is she doing this Howie stuff if she's never been? She's carrying on the tradition of sharing the Howie love without ever having been to Howe before.
Well, I think that it's a great grant. So how do people go to find out more about it for like next year or the year after or whatever? How do people get involved either to donate or to apply?
The How Facebook page is probably the most up-to-date, and it's just How Grant on Facebook. The Indiegogo account is how we collect money. And someday maybe we'll launch a website. But this is us. This is low-key, last minute. You know, it's just us Howies. It's not F&W sponsored or anything, although they were nice enough to throw in a big ticket for her for free. So, yeah.
Well, no, I think it's great, and I love that Howe supports it. But of course they should, because the Howies support Howe more than anyone else I know.
Well, yeah, all year long we're sharing the love. Absolutely. This, as a matter of fact, my first Howe was 20 years ago here in Boston.
Oh, whoa! This is my sixth. I'm like a newbie.
No, you're a veteran. You're a seasoned, grizzled veteran.
Okay.
No, 20 years ago, yeah.
Well, then I'm going to ask you, what has been your personal favorite Howe conference that you've gone to since you've done 20 of these?
Probably my first one.
You can't count the first one then.
But the first one, I met Gordon McKenzie, David Carson, Charles Anderson, Kit Heinrichs, and McRae Magleby. They blew my mind. I came home ready to design the world. I mean, I was on fire. Since then, there's always something magic, always something serendipitous that happens. Every Howe has something fresh and unique to offer. It's always awesome.
What's your favorite event so far this year then? We still got a few days to go, so you can change your mind when we ask you next time. But what's been the highlight so far here?
Well, let's see. My two favorite sessions so far. The first one was the 411 on ROI, and it was Trish Wachowski, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her name right. The gal who does all the folding stuff. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Has she been doing that for a while?
Yes.
I think I saw her breakout session with Kit Heinrichs in like Denver.
Yeah, most likely.
And they brought Kit out, and Kit, of course, gave like a 20-minute just presentation. They brought him out, and he knew it was to get people in the room. And then afterwards, she spoke so enthusiastically about folding paper. And we're not talking origami. We're talking like trifold, bifold.
I mean, yeah. Hundreds and hundreds of different ways to fold stuff.
Right, but I mean, it's not like
numbers to back up what's successful as a direct mail piece.
Right, but it was weird because, you know, you hear like, oh, it's going to be a whole thing on folding paper. And I instantly go origami. You come in there and you're like, oh, it's just fold. But her enthusiasm in it was so great that you're like, that presentation had failure written all over it, but she delivered it. No, I mean, like, if you read the bio, you're like, oh, and then you see it, it's wonderful.
Who Trish Wachowski is, and have seen any of her 400 and some odd bazillion YouTube videos, you know how enthusiastic, knowledgeable, well-spoken, well-articulated woman she is. She knows her stuff.
Oh, and that's why. Amazing. I saw the thing four years ago. I still remember it.
Yes, that's a good thing,
and I remember it for the good reason.
Yeah. And the other one was a quiet one today called "We're Not Here to Make Sense." It was Abel Paris and Mark Pollard. And unfortunately, one of the mics wasn't turned up as loud as it should have been, but it was very quiet. It was very poignant, and it totally resonated with me. These two guys spread good juju, and it's so nice to see men doing it. And improving our industry with it. So I totally love them.
Well, that's wonderful. We'll hopefully catch up with you a little bit later. Enjoy the rest of the conference. And thanks for being one of the driving forces behind this Howe Grant. I think it's a wonderful project.
Well, thank you to everybody who donated, too. There's some names that are public on the Indiegogo page. There's Gary Lynch. There's Justin Ahrens. Great guys. And then there's the anonymous ones who even give $5. God bless all of them. They're awesome.
All right. Thank you very much. Whoa, and now Nicholas Burrows back in Omaha is going to be a little jealous. We have with us Aaron Draplin. Aaron, how you doing?
It's going right now?
Yeah, oh, it's going now.
All right.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I saw your playing cards. Amazing. And I knew immediately. I was told bought the very first deck to bring back to Nicholas.
Yeah. Omaha needs
We need more gambling tools, more playing cards, poker, whatever you need.
Omaha needs nice playing cards like anywhere else in the world, so take him back a set, yes. This is too weird. How you been?
I've been doing all right, you know. It's been fun.
Ape shit. Omaha was a great show. There's a lot of people there.
Oh, yeah.
50 people.
And actually, the lady that sat next to me, Heidi, and she was on the AIJ board with me for like a decade. After you were done presenting, and Aaron, of course, gave like a two-hour monster performance, she turned over to us and she goes, "That was the best presentation I've ever seen, and I've seen them all." And so, and it was right up there.
PR for me. That's great to hear. Well, it was, you know.
You got word of mouth PR, though. It's around.
I've been through that town for so many years, so that was super fun. And, you know, yeah. Super fun. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm super tired. We're going to be signing, though, decks in a little bit over here. Not that you're interested, but...
I already bought one, man. I already bought one.
Yeah, we got... Yeah. What's that? Oh, I don't... I've been traveling a lot. I just went to Brimfield for 2 days and went junking. It was incredible. With Lee McCollage.
Lee, how are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
All right, and we saw both of you in Minneapolis too. So that was great. You guys had the highlight main stage performance. So
that was a fun night and big and scary, kind of, you know, but the fun, yeah.
So that's all right. So we're gonna let you go, but first we want to say you're speaking in Friday, and you got one of the closing keynotes, because no one's gonna top you, so they just put you at the end like they did at AIGA.
It's a bit of a new talk. We're gonna talk about getting dirty, looking for old dead shit from the American underbelly, and then how to use it in your work. So we're gonna be talking about that: techniques, tricks, turds, and triumphs.
Okay, last question then: what is the best item that you have found in the last year in the underbelly of America that you have bought junking or doing whatever, or you just found on the road? What's the thing that stands out that made your week?
It was a button set, this weird little button set that was like a European resort buttons, but all the graphics were like a quarter inch by quarter inch, just incredible. This little like 40 buttons. I just bought the whole lot. So much color and weird little sausage dogs and weird little schnitzels and shit. It's all like Austria or something, but yeah. And you walk up and they want $3 a piece, so you just say screw it, like how much for just the whole thing? I can't pick one, so it was $100 or something, but yeah. So there, that's
wonderful. I look forward to seeing you in your work. Good to see you. We'll catch you next time. All right, and I'm back, still needed, but I'm with Jamie Saunders again, at Nina Paper. Jamie, this has been quite the thing. Your booth, it's fun because every time I come here, it's all new stuff you're giving out. It's like whole new posters. You've had, how many posters did you guys give out today, and how many people did them?
Yep, so we actually had three limited edition Art Crank artists from Boston show last year. So we did three 100 limited edition posters there, and then we had five sets of limited edition posters from Design Army that just went like crazy.
And you had the Justin Aarons poster. I mean, the 8 in the morning, the people who really are diehards came and got that one.
Hey, we went through all 100 of his posters. They support Wheels for Water, so look that up.
We talked about that on the show recently, and because Justin was saying his original idea was he was going to speak and then leave the stage directly on his bike, but the timing didn't work and stuff. But he's going to fly back here and bicycle to help people have drinking water. It's a wonderful cause.
It's an amazing cause. Yeah, we're just proud to be a part of it and proud to be a part of all these Art Crank events, the 10 events across the United States. So go to artcrank.com and find out how you can become a featured artist. It's pretty amazing also.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It sounds like it's... Whoa.
1, 2, 3, RF is sponsoring Happy Hour.
I think they're giving out free drink tickets. So that's the show. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.